This is Taking Action Today, episode 9. We got to talk about your network. What's up, everybody? I'm happy to be back in the studio. Happy holidays to everybody. We're coming up on the end of the year, and we are ready to set some new goals. Now, I got to share a little story with you first. I was grinding all day long today, driving around, checking on contractors, checking on properties, making sure all the payroll was met. And I'll tell you what, it beats me up, burns me out, and it could put me in a bad mood. Now, you don't want me in the studio acting like that, right? So part of my routine is anytime I'm feeling negative or I have a big meeting coming up, I got to feel fresh and ready, I always do a workout. So what I did was I ran home, ate some good food, popped in Sean T25, did the Speed 2.0 video, hands down the best one on there, broke a mean sweat, all the negativity left my body, and then I was able to hit the studio. So I'm sharing this little bit with you because we need routines in place to get any negativity out of us that's going to, you know, inhibit us from hitting our goals, staying on track, and really staying focused on what our bigger dream and the bigger picture is. So most people want to turn to a drink, turn to a smoke. We got to start doing positive things, staying focused, and really achieving what we're out to get. Now, 2014 was hands down best year of my life when it came to goal setting. I laid them all out on my phone. I stayed focused. I checked in on them on a regular basis, and I surpassed majority of my goals. Now, it wasn't because I was just lucky. It was because I was focused, but bigger than that, I had an awesome network behind me, backing me on everything. Now, the amount of houses I set out to flip this year, I almost doubled. Now, that was because I had a good team behind me. They were bringing in the buyers, helping me scout deals, and really helping me push the deals through with the funding and flipping, the rehabbing, the whole deal. I also built some new niche sites this year, and I don't know the first thing about building websites. So what I did when I was listening to some podcasts, I came across Kamanzi Constable, and I reached out to Kamanzi, who lives all the way in Hawaii. We jumped on some Google Hangouts together, and he walked me through the process to help me achieve what I was looking for with these niche sites and starting affiliate marketing. So the reason I'm sharing this is because most of you, or most of us, back in the beginning of 2014, we all set some goals. Some of you crushed them and surpassed them. That's awesome. And some of you may have quit after the first month. And I'm willing to bet you quit on your goals because your network wasn't there to help support you, help push you to the finish line on them, help keep you on track. And really, this is what you need. So with your network in place, you need to view the group that you're spending the most of your time with right now. Most of these guys and gals you're hanging with is the same crew you've been hanging with for years. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you want to grow and achieve new and better things, you need to get a new team in place. And this is not hard to do. Even if you're scared to meet new people, there's plenty of resources out there for this. The first thing I want you to do is figure out exactly what you want to do. You want to write down all your goals and you really want to focus on them. And if they're big goals, chunk them down into little steps. If you want to run a marathon, we need to start running a mile, if you're not running at all. So what you want to do is go on sites like meetup.com. And on Meetup, there's a group for everything. If you want to start working out, there's fitness groups in there, and they welcome in newbies because they are out there to help people. If you want to start flipping real estate, there's plenty of groups on there for that. If you want to learn about trading paper assets, same thing. You can find everything in your local network there. And like I said, it's a welcoming place. They want new people to come in and they want to help people grow. So starting on Meetup, go ahead and join a couple groups. It's not going to hurt you. And hopefully you're going to find some new friends that are going to keep you focused on your goals. Now, this is good because they're going to hold you accountable and check in with you locally to keep you on track to achieve these goals. Now, bigger than that, if you're listening to me now, I know you listen to podcasts and you follow bloggers. Next step you want to do is reach out to some of your bigger bloggers out there or your bigger podcasters out there and get in with them. Now, something I do that seems to work great all the time is get on Twitter and become their friends on Twitter. Now, for whatever reason, if I was to hit up Pat Flynn on Facebook, send him an email, chances are he's not getting back to me. If I tag him on Twitter, I have a good chance of someone like him, a big A-lister, getting back to me. So that's what you want to do. Find the people you want to connect with on Twitter and just give them some shout outs on there. A little trick I do is I'll listen to their podcast or I'll read a blog they wrote and I'll just talk about how great it was on Twitter and then use the bit.ly URL to shorten it and tell everybody to check it out. I tag either the blogger or the podcaster in that and they get back to you. And this is how I've made a lot of friends just by doing this little thing, just giving them shout outs, adding their value to other people and bringing them more customers. Now, when I had Kamanzi as a coach, he was an actual writer for Entrepreneur Magazine. Now, I didn't have any backup malicious intent on this or anything to meet Anthony Tran from Marketing Access Pass. All I did was I told Kamanzi, I said, you got to check this guy out. He's going to be an A-lister. So Kamanzi checks him out, loves his show, writes up about him in Entrepreneur Magazine. He writes up about him on the Huffington Post. And guess what? Gives me credit for it on the introduction. Now Anthony Tran gives me shout outs on his show on a regular basis. He sent me gear from his show. And now that's a member of my network. If I need something, I could always holler at Anthony as he can to me. And it's going to help both of us push each other towards our goals. So the bigger thing is you want to expand your network. Now for all you people out there that killed your goals last year, that's awesome. Congratulations. Now this year, you know you want to set the bar higher. Can you set the bar higher and achieve the goals that you're looking to do with your existing network? Same rules apply. If you cannot do it with your existing network, it's time to grow again. Some other techniques I use is when I'm talking back and forth with people on Twitter, I'll look for other entrepreneurs, other podcasters that they're friends with or having conversation with on there, and then I will go to their page and see what they're all about. This one paid off big for me when I was talking with Jared Easley of Podcast Movement, and he was friends with Johnny Lee Phillips. So I reached out to Johnny Lee, I checked out his show, and he shared some stories about real estate investing that almost took him under before he made it to the top, unloaded the properties, and he moved on to better things for himself. I thought the story was great, so I reached out to him, told him I loved the podcast, and we became friends based on that. So from here and there, we would check in with each other. But one day on Facebook, he told or posted that he was going to meet Pat Flynn in Columbus, Ohio. I would have never have known Pat was coming to Columbus, and I'm a huge fan of the show. He said, who else is in? I was definitely in. So because of that little bit of networking there, I was able to drive 3 hours to Columbus, Ohio, and meet Pat Flynn for 2 hours, who was hands down the coolest guy, willing to share, you know, plenty of tips about podcasting, blogging, networking, everything you could want to learn from an A-lister like that. And all that came from a small conversation on Twitter initially. So you don't know what's going to happen from these little conversations on Twitter, from Facebook, but the key is to expand your network because you have no idea who that's going to introduce you to. Speaking of which, when I went down to meet Pat Flynn, one of my goals was to meet everybody else in the room because if they're there to meet him, they're all entrepreneurs of any size and they're willing and looking to grow their business as well. So when I was there, I had my notebook and I sent it around to the whole room. I said, hey, I want to connect with you guys. We should keep in touch. So I captured everybody's Twitter, everybody's email, and then what everybody else did, they all snapped a shot of these lists so every one of us could keep in touch. And this paid off huge for me. I met a guy named Travis Scott down there. He's got a website called Stuff Parents Like, and he is a seller on Amazon. And it turned out he lives about 40 minutes from me up here. He was just as crazy and willing to drive 3 hours to meet Pat Flynn as well. We go out for coffee one day, and he starts sharing me all of his Amazon strategies to sell products, buy them low, sell them high, and they really work. So just from having a one-hour coffee meetup with him, I start making an extra couple $100 a week using his strategies. I also met Oliver Jordan down there, who has created a mastermind group for us, which we all just posted. It's on Facebook, and we just share tips of things we're currently working on. So if we're posting our current projects, other members in the group are going to chime back in and say, hey, how's that going? Did you hit the deadline? You have no choice but to hit your goals when you have a whole group of masterminds after you like that and making sure you are delivering on your end. And really, that's the biggest part I want to discuss here. Your group, if it's a good group and they're achievers and they want to see you achieve as well, they're going to push you to hit every one of your goals. And that's the only way it's going to happen, and you're going to feel amazing when you do it. So part of your goals this year, after you write all those down, we're going to write down how we're going to meet new people that are going to push us to get to the finish line. Make 2015 an amazing year. I got a special guest coming in next week. We're going to go even deeper on this. So stay tuned for that and start taking action today. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening in today. For more tips on real estate investing and creating streams of passive income, stop by michaelalder.com or connect with me on Twitter at michaelalder34, or you can find me on Facebook. All right, everybody. Thanks, and let's take action today.